a gun safety bill.
Blog Talk Radio.
I know the chances of getting 10 votes on this bill are small, unfortunately.
New York Democrat Chuck Schumer said Republicans don't pretend that they support sensible gun safety legislation. Today marks 20 years since 14 people were killed when a barge crashed into a highway bridge over the Arkansas River in eastern Oklahoma. The victims were inside vehicles that were traveling over the bridge near Weber's Falls at the time. Stocks are on the rise today as the major indices look to break multi-week losing streaks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been up 500 points at times today. The Nasdaq is having the best day percentage-wise. It's been up more than 2%, while the S&P 500 is also higher as investors bargain hunt after the recent market sell-off. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
For 35 years, Donny Coe Pet Clinic has provided comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, Donny Coe Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum. Please join Team Donny Coe and make a difference in the lives of people and their animals. Volunteer or donate today. Donny Coe Pet Clinic. Log into donnycoe.org. That's D-O-N-E.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies today. Some rain arriving later on this afternoon and evening. High temperatures around 65, 66 degrees. Tonight, clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 54. For Friday and running up to the Memorial Day weekend, scattered showers for Friday. Highs around 63. Low temperature down to about 50. Saturday, clouds and rain expected. Highs around 58. Clouds and rain for Sunday, highs around 59, and partly sunny skies arriving for Memorial Day Monday. Highs around 64.
Want to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Let us help you produce a professionally sounding radio show or podcast. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local. The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Good morning, Seattle. You are listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. This morning, it is being hosted by us. Special guest hosts. I'm Lee, and I'm here with Yvonne and Greta, and we are the hosts of a podcast called Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings, which you can listen to Fridays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or you can find us on your podcast hosting services like iTunes or Spotify. So welcome, ladies. We are filling in for Dr. Pat today.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Lee.
Good morning.
Yeah. Right. We need to give the audience to let them know that our program today is going to be based on a quote from the Realm of Beings. So Lee's going to read that to you, and then we're going to have a lively discussion for the first segment on that quote. We come back and we talk about the quote again in the second segment. And then the third segment, you get an opportunity to hear the actual realm of beings. And they are beings that do not have corporal bodies. They are definitely thought, pure thought beings. And they give thoughts on the quote that they gave me, and they'll come through me. So you may see me change a little bit. You may hear my voice change, my mannerisms, and that's because they're using my physical body to discuss to further discuss the quote with you. So I'm going to turn it back over to Lee, and she'll get us started.
Yes, that is our show in a snippet. So if you want more information about us or the Realm of Beings, please find our very first intro episode of the podcast to learn more. This week, we are going to be talking about the quotation, "Release and live your life to the fullest. There is no limitation unless you create to be limiting." Living life to the fullest. How exactly do we do that?
Well, see, the interesting part about that, Lee, is that we are actually living it to the fullest. Because everything we do, everything that we encounter are lessons for us. Some of the lessons seem a little bit tougher than others. Some of them are great and we enjoy them. But we want to let the audience know that we talk about creation of reality. And that means everyone creates their own reality all the time. You're constantly creating reality. What is reality? Reality is choice. What choices do you make? Something very simplistic is when you get up in the morning, do you put, and you're going to stand, do you walk forward with your right foot or your left foot? That's the creation of reality. That's a choice. If you're at a restaurant, let's say at an Asian restaurant, and you have a choice of eating with chopsticks or eating with a fork. If you choose a fork, that's the creation of reality. If you choose the chopsticks, that's another choice, another reality. And their probability is all connected with that. But right now, we want to really focus on you understanding that because you create your own reality at all times, because you're making choices all the time. You never stop. Even when you're sleeping, you are still creating reality. You're just in a different reality. There are many different types of reality. So in this reality, we would like you to stay with us a little bit. If you don't really accept that concept, just listen to it. It might be something that you might want to look further into at another time. But if you stub your toe, you created that. If you sneezed, you created that. If you cut your finger, you created that. At every moment, you are creating your reality. I see Yvonne smiling, so that looks, you know, she really wants to jump in here. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wholeheartedly support, obviously, since I'm on the podcast, and live my life with that should I say that concept, or I don't know, lost for a word right now, but it wasn't always like that in my life, creating, understanding the creation of reality and realizing that, you know, that I had so many choices, and the choices are infinite, and the choices, once again, could be limiting, or what we perceive as limiting, or as we make those choices joyful and freeing and liberating. So I think that's where the quote today is headed. Release, again, I'll just repeat it just to keep it fresh in everybody's mind. Release and live your life to the fullest. There is no limitation unless you create to be limiting. And when we say release, I don't want to go off track too far yet, because we always do end up going off track during our show. But release, I think what we're talking about in this quote, in this context, what we really would like to just dive in a little bit further, is releasing limiting thoughts, limiting emotion, limiting what we call mental equivalencies that cause things to show up in your body, these accidents, these diseases, these things that are out of balance. So, yeah, that's my little opening take on everything. Like, you know, just I guess we want to go a little bit deeper into what those things are that create limitation, that we create limitation in our lives.
I'd like to add on to that by saying that when we talk limitation, it's a perceived limitation. And it's going to be based on your personality. It's going to be based on your cultural framework, your religious framework, how you were reared in your family, what type of mother and father you chose to assist you. Because this environment that we are all in is about learning lessons. The beauty about it is that to learn the lessons by saying, okay, I don't want this lesson anymore. That's the learning. If it's something that you consider to be angst or something that you feel is heinous, then change it. It's as simple as that. I know when you hear me say it, you say, oh, Greta, that is just too simplistic. And I've been dealing with prosperity and money issues all of my life, and I've been trying to think as positive as I can, and the stuff is still here working in the opposite direction from what I wanted to work. So then during this episode, we'll talk about some things that you can do to you, to yourself, to help you change realities that you have created that you no longer want. It may be that you're in a loop. And a loop means that you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. It's like an example of that is that maybe you had a challenge with your father, and the husband that you married is similar to your father. So you actually married your father. And then you decide, well, I want to divorce that one, and I'm going to marry a third husband. So you marry a third husband, you're still having the same challenges, and you realize that this third person is like the first person, is like your dad. So you're in a loop, and you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. So, and you're not in a state of enjoying the situation. Or maybe it's temporary, you enjoy them, and then you get into the parts of it that are not so nice that you want to change. So we're about change. That's why we call this program Shifting Impressions. We want you to shift, to assist you in shifting some of these things that you don't want to experience. Lee, what do you have to say about this?
I have to say that when you were speaking just now, I was thinking when you gave that example about a person marrying several people that are, and they find themselves being caught in a loop. And oftentimes, we've been talking about this a lot on the podcast. We would like to, somehow we've gotten into this trap of blaming the person, you know, instead of what we try to, speak of on our podcast is that it's always about you. We try to really hone in on that. You know, often we would like to be in these relationships with these multiple different people and say, oh, it's just they're never the right one. Not I can't attract the right person. But the only thing that is consistent in all of those relationships is you. And oftentimes it is difficult to remake that. We could maybe understand it, but to actually admit that we are the constant factor in those various things, various situations or relationships. But we must start taking responsibility for what we're creating and how it shows up. So that's what our aim is in these conversations that we have every week, to grab people's attention, and maybe we want to have them shift. And we're in a place where people should be looking within themselves for what's going on in their life, not looking outside and blaming their upbringing or cultural framework and all of those things. You know, it's about them and what they're creating and what they need to change.
Definitely, definitely. And want to say that, to reiterate what Lee has said, is that we like to look outside at another person. You're the problem, we say. You're the one that's doing this, or you hurt me. He wants you to understand that you create your own reality. You understand that there's no limitation whatsoever. You also understand that nobody can do anything to hurt you. I don't care what it is. If you get slapped in the face, don't look at the person who slapped you. Turn around and look at you. Why? Why did I create to be slapped? Why? See, this is important to find. And the answer is internal. The answers and the challenges are always internal. They're never external. Because when you look outside of yourself, there's a certain amount of illusion attached to that. In fact, let me eliminate that, a certain amount. There is illusion attached to that because you think the other person was the one that's responsible for it, when in actuality, you're responsible for yourself. It's like when people come to me and say, I'm angry at so-and-so. I said, well, then if you're seeing anger, you're feeling angry at this person. I said, you have to really go to the mirror and look into that mirror and see yourself. If you want to be angry at somebody, then you're going to look at yourself because you created the situation that you are involved in at the very moment. You created it, nobody else. We have a phrase that the realm of beings has given us, and that is create, support, support, create. I'll say it again. Create, support, support, create. You know, so I think when we come back on the from the first break, that we're being notified that we're getting ready to go into that. So we'll be leaving you for a little, just a little bit. We're going to come back and talk about what does create, support, support, create mean, and how does that work with you producing your reality and limiting the focus on your life. So ladies, does anybody want to say anything to lead us out of here?
You have been listening to the Dr. Pat Show with special guests, Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. We'll be right back.
How do you feel? feel just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Bels on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Dr. Pat Show, and we are here filling in for Dr. Pat. My name is Yvonne. I'm here with Lee and Greta and the Realm of Beings, and we do a regular podcast on Transformation Talk Radio every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, and we're live on Fridays, but if you can't make one, you know, those times, certainly listen to our replays, our podcasts on all the platforms. So, yeah, welcome back. And as usual, time seems to be just flying through. We're already in segment two. And every week we kind of break down and contemplate a quote that has been gifted to us from the Realm of Beings, channeled through Greta. And this segment or this session, we're talking about the quotation, "Release and live your life to the fullest. There is no limitation unless you create to be limiting. So we have really just scratched the surface. There's so much more about creation of reality to talk about, to dive deeper. So if this kind of piqued your interest and you're curious, please do take a moment and listen to our previous recorded podcasts as well as sign up for live shows. So right before break, Greta was talking about some of the, I would say the tools or the what we use in our teachings to, you know, go deeper and have a deeper understanding about the creation of reality. And the Realm of Beings has at some point shared the concept of create, support, create. I'll let Greta take it away, but it's basically that we are in a constant process of creating, and our reality, whatever that is, because of the lessons we chose to learn on this earth plane, but the people that we bring into our lives, our physical environment, we create that, and they're part of that, part of the, you know, if you want to balance the equation, is to support us, and at the same time, simultaneously, they're creating their reality, and we're supporting them in that. So, Greta, I think that's just a really simplified version of what we, you know, what we teach, what we talk about on the podcast. So, welcome to take it away and add in there, Lee, both of you. So.
I'm going to, at the break we were talking, and Lee had something that she wanted to say about that. So I'm just going to turn it over to her. If you don't mind.
Thank you very much. Sure. Before we get into create support, I just wanted to make mention in what I was stating earlier about not looking outside of yourself and blaming another to look internally. What I request is that we be gentle with our internal looking. It's not about blaming ourselves either. It's not about blaming the other, and it's not about blaming you. It's just sort of a more reflection action to sort of investigate and inquire as to what's going on with yourself and why you might have created this outer circumstance. But the most important thing we all have to do is just be gentle with what we see there, because that's so important, because many of us have anger challenges and anxiety and all of this. Asking to look within isn't with a sharp knife. It's more just to look with like tenderness and care to see what's happening within you. That's all I'm saying. Not to blame yourself. I just wanted to clarify that before we got into other things.
Thank you, Lee. And I want to just expand on what you just said a little bit, because I don't want people to go away with the idea that the support is always from another person. It can be from an animal. It can be from an event. That anything is possible to support you. In something. I once told the story about I was going down the ramp that I had built for my mother when she was staying with me, and I was on my way to work, and I got to the ramp itself, and before I knew it, I was flying up in the air and came down on my butt and my back. And I said, oh my goodness, I think it was my back, because I remember I was looking up and I was looking at the sky, and I remember thinking, okay, Greta, why did you do this? I wanted to deal with the why, because I did not want to fall again, because I know if I didn't deal with that why, man, I could go around the corner and fall somewhere. So I laid there and I said, well, the sky is beautiful. Did I fall? did I fall because I wanted to see how beautiful the sky was and to recognize that? I said, I don't think so, because accidents, and that was an accident, is a sign of anger. So even if you cut your finger, if you stub your toe, you walk into the wall, you drop a glass, you drop your pencil, all those are accidents. That means somewhere inside your unconscious, you're angry. So I just looked at it, and then I tried to stand up, and I slid back because it was ice all down the ramp. So I decided that I would scoot on my butt all the way down to the end of the ramp. Needless to say, my butt was very cold and cool by the time I got down to the bottom of it. But then I asked in a class that I was saying, I asked the class, what was giving me the support? Because when you have, when you create something, there's always something there to support you. So I said, what was there? What was supporting me? See, this is an example of, it doesn't always have to be a person. So one of the people, they said, well, the ramp. I said, no, it's not the ramp. Because the ramp has been there for years. And I've never fallen on my butt backwards on the ramp. So then I said, so something else supported me in that experience that I, quote unquote, chose to experience. I created that reality. Nobody got it. I said, the ice. The ice was my support. It was what helped me. You know, my unconscious was saying, okay, Greta's holding on to anger. We've got to support her and let her know that. And so there it was. The black ice was there. I didn't see it. And boom, up I went, flat on my butt and my back. So then, of course, I was on my way to work, so I got down to the end, and of course, I got in my car and drove off. But I was still dealing with why I was angry, because I didn't want to, you know, fall down, especially it was wintertime. I didn't want to slide on anybody else's ice.
Mm-hmm.
No. So that is an example of create support, but support with another entity, which was the black ice. And then we have situations where we choose other things, or we choose people to support us.
Yeah.
Like, let's say, ooh, I'm coming up to a birthday. I want a birthday party. I want to celebrate my age. So you put it out there. You say, I want a birthday party. So you're creating that. So when you send that energy out, and the energy says, ooh, John Jones wants to have a birthday party to celebrate that he made 80 years old. So here comes the support group, here comes the family, here comes the grandchildren, the children, the grandnephews, and everybody comes together, and they all get together and say, hey, let's give Papa a birthday party. So that's another create and support situation. You see, all create and support doesn't have to be filled with Hanks. Can be something that's joyful.
Mm-hmm.
Having been pregnant, even with all of its challenges, which we do create ourselves, because remember we said we create everything. There's never a moment that we are not creating reality. That's what we want you to know. Everything. But you bring things, you bring people, places, events to you, to support you where you are at. And that's at the unconscious level. Conscious you're aware of everything that's going on. You see, if you cut your finger, you're going to look at, oh, I did a paper cut. Why did I cut my finger? You're going to think it was an accident. Well, of course, it was an accident, but it also has a purpose attached to it because it's showing you something. Everything has purpose as well. And when you can learn that, there are books out there. You heard Yvonne mention mental equivalencies. And then I'm going to turn it over to Yvonne or Lynn. You're going to look at that. There's another accident. Why did I cut my finger? What finger did I cut? That type of thing. Everything means something. Everything means something. So you want to start to learn, ask yourself, why did I do that? Why did I create that? What was the purpose of that creation of reality in the lessons that I have already chosen to learn? Yeah. All right, ladies, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Have a good one. Oh, go ahead, Lee.
Go ahead. Well, I just wanted to know if we could get to the sort of end of the quote a little bit in this, you know, what does it mean to create, to be limiting? You know, is that part of this support, create, and if you're creating things that are maybe unwanted, those are your limits in the last 3 minutes?
Anger is a limitation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a limitation. It's teaching you something, but it's also a limitation. Because, you know, my mother used to tell me, even when I was a little girl, before I even started doing this facilitation work and working with energy and stuff, she used to always tell me, she said, anger is useless, really, because the anger never reaches the person that you are angry with. She used to tell me it always stays with you.
It never heals, ever, ever. That's the one quote that sticks in my mind. Anger never heals. So when you're in that energy, you're in a place where you will not be able to look. You know, you'll be distracted in really doing the work and looking at what's inside and what needs attention. I don't know. I have a personal experience or an example that kind of ties this all together, and it's something that I've created that I'm experiencing right now. And I can look at the situation, but go back and realize that it's a loop that I've been in for a good 58 years. And it has to do with my health and my weight. And I think the experience of the pandemic and the, you know, like the just reflecting upon where, you know, where I am after that, I'm 30 pounds greater than I was before the pandemic. But recently I've reflected on that part of my life and thinking, what are the lessons in this? And it brought me way back to my childhood and to realize that I was born into a family. My father was obese. My aunt was obese. My uncle was obese. So this situation, you know, is what's surrounding me. When you, Greta, you talked earlier about history and cultural framework and family situations. Well, I was born and raised in a family that I didn't know any better. We didn't really talk about good food or good health exercise. Fast forward, the weight that I've been carrying, the physical pounds, have been limiting my activity. I've felt out of breath. You know, when I go into my garden, I can't bend over, things that I used to be able to do easily. So I like have been taking a pause and realizing, oh, what can I do? So here come these synchronicities into my life because I've been opening up and being more aware of this challenge that I'm experiencing. So I go to a nutritionist, and she's helping me a little bit more in the physical path with supplements and, you know, proper diet. And then a book dropped into my hands when I was there. It's called the, it's similar to the Course of Miracles, but it's called A Course in Weight Loss. And basically it's a lot of coming to terms with emotions and energies that may have in some way built a wall, like a brick wall of extra weight around my being. And so, you know, I've been sitting with these concepts of separation and shame and unforgiveness and judgment and exhaustion and stress. And I have a whole list of them that I've been working on every day, a little bit here and there. And I sit and I kind of reflect upon what is it that's kind of my experience with these energies. And then when I'm done writing all about it or kind of releasing it through a technique that we also talk about in the podcast, I am grateful for the lesson, and move a little bit fast forward. What else has come up is I've reestablished my yoga practice, which I haven't done yoga in 3 years. So I'm creating more ways to love myself, and I think that's all good. So that's all I wanted to share. I know we're probably going to be going to the break soon, but the sankalpa on the mat this morning for me was it's a kind of like a focus that you dedicate your practice to when you're practicing, and it was abundant prosperity. So I think we'll save that for one of our own podcasts. We don't have quite enough time to talk about that. But creating abundant prosperity in our lives, like how can we do that? So ladies, I took us on a little tangent, but I think a lot of people do struggle. They have challenges with their weight, especially now with the pandemic. People joking about it. I got the pandemic 20 or the pandemic 30. But, you know, again, I'm not going to, like you said, Lee, don't be too harsh on yourself. In my previous experiences, I would beat myself up. I would go on these crash detoxes for 21 days and limit the amount of food I was eating, and it made me feel worse about myself in some ways. I did drop the weight, but it was only a temporary kind of a thing. So, I guess that's all.
Well, thank you for sharing. I'm sure our listeners appreciated that. We appreciate it, opening your heart about what's going on with you. We are coming to our next break, and we're a little bit over, so you've been listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and we are Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. We'll be right back.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne, and the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Pebble. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit brettbevel.com.
Illuminate your inner framework now with Shelley Hofberg and Stephanie Salt on the show Intuitive Diagnostics on Psychic Horizons. For you to find the keys to your highest path, it is vital that you see what is happening within your inner metric of you and those around you. They'll help you utilize soul architecture so that you can unravel the highest plan of life actualization for you. Manifest your unique life mission now every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Denae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenae.com. That's DENEE.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, with Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. We've reached the point in our podcast where we ask the Realm of Beings to weigh in on the quotation today. So, Realm, are you with us?
Yes.
We've been discussing release and live your life to the fullest. There is no limitation unless you create to be limiting. What do you have to say about that for our listeners today?
That limitation is set up because you don't love yourselves. Some people think that that is so unnecessary. It doesn't mean anything, but it really does. Because when you love yourselves, you're going to be creating energy that wants to support you. There's that word again. Support you in caring for yourself. If you're always confronted with challenge upon challenge, and you go deep and deeper into depression, anxiety, etc., it means, point blank, you don't love yourself unconditionally. Notice that word I put there, unconditionally. If I say, oh, I love myself, well, that means I love myself today. Next week, I might not love myself. So it changes with the wind. But when you say, I love myself unconditionally, then you're getting a little bit deeper and you're saying, it's okay if I did this. It's okay if I created this to happen to me. I'm not going to beat up on myself, but I'm going to change my outlook. I'm going to change my thoughts. When I change my thoughts, then I can change the emotions that support the thoughts. Emotions support your thoughts. Emotions support your thoughts. The more emotion you put toward your state of limitation, the more limitation you will experience. The more you put unconditional love into that picture, the less limitation you will experience. So that is why loving self unconditionally is so important. Because you love yourself unconditionally, it's also saying that I'm going to be supported in that. Things, people, events will come to me out of my internal love of self. Love of self is not an external adventure. Love of self is an internal exploration of your true divinity. Most don't think of themselves as being divine beings, but you are. You are very much so divine. So love the divinity that is deep inside your beingness. Revel in the joy of being a divine being. And love yourself. Love yourselves more than you love others. A wife needs to love herself more than she loves her husband. The husband needs to love himself more than he loves his wife. When that happens, guess what? Each one will support each other with love, trust, peace. Yes. And honor the person to be able to create the reality that they wish to create. Many people try to change somebody. Let me change you. You're not fitting with the way I would like you to be. So let me change you. You follow this. Do this. This is the way for your redemption in reference to me. You cannot ever control anybody. You can't control your children. You can't control your boss. And guess what? Your boss can't control you either. People say, I got fired. No, you didn't get fired. You didn't get fired. You fired yourself. You think somebody else fired you. No, 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 no. Everything, as it was stated in this podcast today, everything you create your own reality. And guess what? Everything in infinity, I don't care what it is, creates its own reality. everything, everything that is created creates its own reality and has unconscious and consciousness. Even a bug, even a tree, even a cat, even a dog. Some of you are getting into extraterrestrial beings. Well, those what you call extraterrestrial beings also create their reality. This is the way of the land. This is the way of the plan. Create, support, support, create. I don't care what species you are. Some people think that because I am a thought being without a corporal body, we said it once before in one of the podcasts, we said that we as the realm of beings also create our realities as well, some of which we might wish we hadn't, but that's just the lay of the land, folks. That's the lay of the land. But note, change that which you don't want. Lee, I think you were going to say something.
Well, we're getting into our final minutes of this show today, but I just wanted to ask if you can quickly address, is it enough to just say I am loving myself unconditionally? Is that a first step?
You can say it, but you want to practice it. It's maybe the first step to say I love myself unconditionally, but then you go out and you have a doggone car accident.
Well, how do you go a step further? What is practice?
You have to, we tell people, I know Greta does, she tells people, go out there and do something great for yourself. Show yourself that you love yourself. Don't wait for somebody else to bring you roses. Go to the store and buy your own roses.
Okay.
Don't wait for somebody to bring you a scarf. Go out and buy your own scarf. This is me. I look great in my scarf. I look great in my tie. I look great in my suit.
Realm. Treat yourselves to love. And that is where we will be wrapping it up today on another episode of Dr. Pat Talk Radio, Radio to Thrive By. Thank you for listening. We are shifting impressions, conversations with the realm of being until we create each other again. Thank you.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around this hour. Well, still on State Route 14, there's a collision at milepost 46 near Nelson Creek Road. Crew is alternating traffic through that area. It was a fairly decent-sized collision, so bring your patience along with you there on State Route 14 at milepost 46 near Nelson Creek Road. But that's all right. Stay tuned, because coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Unapologetically Favored with your host, Courtney Cottrell. And never eat alone. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The mother of the 18-year-old who opened fire inside a South Texas school is vowing her son wasn't violent. Adriana Reyes tells DailyMail.com she was surprised to learn her son shot 19 students and two teachers to death inside Robb Elementary in Uvalde on Tuesday. Reyes' mom was also shot and is clinging to life in the hospital. Actor Ray Liotta is dead at the age of 67. Lisa G. reports.
According to reports, the New Jersey native died in his sleep in the Dominican Republic, where he was shooting a movie. The actor might be best known for his role as gangster Henry Hill in Martin Scorsese's Goodfellas. Liotta leaves behind a daughter and was engaged to be married. Lisa G., New Jersey.
Former President Trump must give testimony in New York State civil probe into his financial dealings. Nedley Migliori has more.
A state appeals court is upholding a Manhattan judge's original ruling to subpoena Trump and two of his children to answer questions under oath in Attorney General Letitia James's investigation. In a statement, James claimed victory, vowing to continue following the facts of the case to ensure no one can evade the law. However, the Trump family could still fight the ruling if they take it to the highest court of appeals.
Amber Heard and Johnny Depp's lawyer engaged in a heated exchange in the final day of trial in Depp's defamation suit against her.
Everybody who was around in the 90s and the early aughts knew that rumor. I had heard that rumor from multiple people. Of course, that's what flashed through my head when my violent husband not only swung for me, but all of a sudden swung for my sister.
Heard reacted to Kate Moss's brief testimony of her fall on the stairs with Depp in the 1990s, which Moss said was an accident. In a contentious cross-examination, Depp attorney Camille Vasquez asked Heard to respond to several witnesses over the weeks who testified in Depp's favor, bonded that she knew people who would want to testify to curry favor with a powerful man, which is part of the reason she wrote the op-ed article about his abuse. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, health care, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies today. Some rain arriving later on this afternoon and evening. High temperatures around 65, 66 degrees. Tonight, clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 54. For Friday and running up to the Memorial Day weekend, scattered showers for Friday. Highs around 63. Low temperatures down to about 50. Saturday, clouds and rain expected. Highs around 58. Clouds and rain for Sunday. Highs around 59. And partly sunny skies arriving for Memorial Day Monday. Highs of around 64.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Get ready for inspirational, motivational, purpose-driven conversation with Courtney Cottrell and Dr. Pat Basile. This is Unapologetically Favored, a show where you will learn to be yourself, love yourself, and walk in your purpose without fear or worry. Courtney is a leader of many and a friend to all. She is a passionate speaker, author, and 21-year active duty master chief with the United States Navy. Here to show you that obstacles are everywhere. But the moment you stop letting your setbacks define you, you start to see yourself in a brilliant new light. Find your confidence, own your power, and never apologize for who you are. Unapologetically Favored starts now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Another look. Okay, so this is really not my show. This is actually Courtney's show. And so I just stepped right all over her. Right, Courtney? I'd just be like, she doesn't know how to shut up. What's going on?
Do your thing. No.
I'm so excited to talk to you about this topic, but... Unapologetically Favored with Courtney Cottrell. I'm Dr. Pat. Today's show is hot. It's hot.
Yes.
So give us the Courtney Cottrell opening with today's topic, because this one, this is the one.
It's going to be deep.
This is the one that just saying it gives me like hot flash.
Well, you know, welcome to Unapologetically Favorite today. So in the light and the joyfulness of releasing my third book, Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone, I wanted to do a show that actually talks about and touches on that subject. There has recently been conversations that I've had with people that you know, ask, how do you do it? You know, if I'm feeling I'm the only one doing this, or I don't want to do this because it's always just me fighting this battle. And I said, what greater conversation to have to go parallel with this book release than to talk about never be afraid to eat alone and on Unapologetically Favored. We are here to motivate, inspire, and encourage you to get up and be the best version of yourself and walk in your purpose.
So let's talk about the depth and breadth of that, though, for a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
To comment on it, because I wasn't kidding when I said just saying it, never being afraid to eat alone,
oh,
has
yes.
such depth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many people hear that and go to, I don't want to be alone.
Right.
I don't want to eat alone. I don't want to be alone. That's my worst nightmare, to grow up and grow older and be alone. Just saying the word beat alone, eat alone, anything alone, right? The only word, the only popularity the word alone has gotten was from the pop group Heart in their breakout song, Alone. And that was sad as all hell.
But this one is just, you know, it's funny because when I speak to people, I do my speaking engagements, and even with my brand, I always say you're not the only one. But the truth is, the reality is that sometimes you may be the only one. You may be the only one standing up. You may be the only one saying, you know what, everybody's turning left, but I want to go right. You might find yourself actually being the only one. And when you look around and it's just you and that feeling of loneliness and you're alone, it gets uncomfortable. So how do we get past that? You know, how do we be okay with being the only one, with not being afraid to eat by ourselves if necessary? How do we get past that? You know, and in my thought process, the first way or the first step is to, you have to embrace and know and understand and truly be connected to your whole self. You know, not just a piece, but your whole self.
Yeah. You know, let me ask you this question, right? I want to talk about this idea of embracing our true nature, and I know that's an area you specialize in. I mean, it's the breakout work that you do. So I'm really clear about that. But part of your background, your history, you know, you, Courtney A. Cottrell, you, Unapologetically Favored you, right? You know more than most people what it's like. United States Navy Master Chief, right? You know what it's like to be in that place where you may have to fearlessly and unapologetically stand alone. I can't help it. I am struck by, there was a post this morning on Twitter from fantastic, I think one of the fastest runners in the world at this point. And she, Ms. Richardson, track and field,
yes,
sprinter, she got bumped, you can't compete, right?
Right.
Marijuana.
Right.
And she posted this morning, one of the few posts that I've seen post, just saying it.
Right.
And then I hashtagged it and posted. But she came out and she said, hello, what is going on? This person over here, blood test, a chemical drug.
Mm-hmm.
Me. And she was like, is this a black and white issue?
Right.
And I posted hashtag black and white. I said, this is so black and white. I mean, mm-hmm. But at one point, do we become afraid of just saying what's on our mind and being who we are? Because if we're unapologetically favored, right, then that is going to help us step forward in power and be our true nature. And isn't this what you are talking about, is stepping forward, being in your true nature? And sometimes some people are going to say, oh, no, you can't. Anybody ever said that to you?
I've heard a couple of times. You won't be able to, you can't do it. I mean, I always tell people, I can show you better than I can tell you. And see, embracing your whole true self means being okay with being vulnerable. And vulnerability will put you in that uncomfortable spot, because you have to be okay with knowing somebody's going to tell you no. You have to be okay with knowing that people are going to talk about you. that they're going to slam a door in your face. You have to already accept, like begin to build in your mind all the negative outcomes and be okay with that. Once you get past that and you embrace the vulnerability piece, then that's when you can become unapologetic. Because at that moment when you embrace the vulnerability, you don't care what people think. You don't care how they're going to react because you are standing and owning who you truly are, embracing your true natural self. And it's a whirlwind. And a lot of people need to hear that it's okay to be your wholehearted natural self, because we're so busy trying to be what we think other people want us to be. You can't be like everybody else because they're taken. You can only be you. That's it. Unless you're a twin or a triplet or, you know, you got identical siblings, you know, then okay, I'll give you a little bit. But, you know, you are you. Embrace your, you are unique. It's, no tree is exactly the same. You know, it's one of those steps that goes towards having that confidence to stand on your own, to be the only one to say, hey, there's a problem when there's a problem. Not being afraid to speak out, knowing, again, that people are going to look at you sideways, slam a door in your face, tell you to sit down in the corner and color. But, again, you have that confidence and you're unapologetic. And you stand up and say, no, I don't care what you tell me.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. So, Patrick, part of what you're talking about is, like, you got to take all of me. So you got to, like, here's my flaws. Here's, like, my missteps. Here's the potholes. A bad decision, bad times, good times, great love, bad love. Like all of it. And that seems, right? That seems to be at the core of courage to me.
It does. It is. You have to give people an ultimatum. Don't give them an option. Don't say, well, you can have me or not. You know what I mean? It's like, just you will have me or not. Not, you know, be confident in it. And I love this quote. I was like just kind of thinking about this, and I saw it on Pinterest, and I said, I love it, where Eleanor Roosevelt says that no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. And when I talk about owning your power and leveling up, you give your power away when you allow people to dictate your emotions, how you respond, your character, the way you speak, the way you dress. When you allow people to start dictating your life and the different things that come with it, you're giving away your power.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love this conversation, but it all ties back into your life purpose, your mission, and what you're doing, Courtney, to help other people.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I just shared a little bit about you and your journey, and we've done shows as well to get to the depth and the breadth of things. But you're on a mission to make sure that we live in a world where people can't say, I didn't know. I didn't know because I didn't read this book. I didn't know because I didn't listen to that show. Mm-hmm. But boy, I'll tell you, we're living in a time and a world where we want to make people right or wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, this morning my post wasn't about right or wrong.
Right.
It was about the facts.
Right.
And sometimes the facts are emotional.
Mm-hmm.
They lift us up. They could bring us down. But we have to stay the course. How important is it for us to understand all of what you're talking about here? And in your book, how do you address purpose, passion, even if you're alone?
Ooh, how do I address it?
Let's take a short break. Let's go to a short break.
We'll come back and talk about
that. Because look, it was easy for me in my life many times when everybody's cheering.
Right.
And everything is like cool, right? But it's not those times that I remember. It's the times where I had to scratch and crawl and find myself. And to move out of an addiction, to stand up and be the person I am in life, despite what other people may say about that. Those are the moments that I remember. But few people are teaching others how to be that, and that's what you're doing. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to hear all about this fabulous new book from Courtney, because this is what it is.
Yes.
Never be afraid to eat alone. never be afraid to eat alone. When we come back, passion, purpose, courage, and conviction, all from the most amazing Courtney Cottrell. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Welcome back to Unapologetically Favored. I am one of your hosts, Courtney Cottrell, along with Miss Fabulous Dr. Pat. And we're talking today about a topic that actually is kind of covering my book, Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone. And just to give out my information, if you want to purchase a book, if you're needing that inspiration, that motivation, that power drive, you can find my book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, I think maybe Target.com as well, Books A Million. It is out there, all three of my books. But today we are specifically talking about never being afraid to eat alone. And before we went to the break, Dr. Pat asked me a question about how is my passion and my purpose and my conviction and courage, you know, how do I talk about that in my book? Well, it's a baby step process. Because like I said in the beginning, you know, building that courage and that confidence, you have to know who you are. Because once you know who you are, you know what your tolerance level is. You know what you can and what you cannot endure. And the longer you're in the game of just stress and business and work and life and school and careers, you know, your line is stressed a little bit more than most because you can handle a little bit more. So I like to dig deep and ask those open-ended self-reflection questions. You know, what is your legacy when you leave, whether it's this earth, your career? You know, what do you want out of life? What are things that bring you joy and peace? What's a relationship or a person or a thing that you need to heal from? Because a lot of the times we avoid those uncomfortable situations and we don't want to face it. But you have to in order to heal, in order to know who you are, in order to move forward. Because if you're still stuck in the past with grudges and hate in your heart and, you know, not wanting to forgive, you're always going to be held back in life. So uncovering all that, you know, with a sprinkle of motivation here and there to help you get through your day, that is what I share in this book. It's a workbook. It's homework. You have assignments. Because I want you to get to know who you truly are at your core.
Mm-hmm. I think that, and let me ask you about this. There are so many places that we can point to. I like to call them signs. I don't know what else to call them. And some people, I guess if you're like in the military, you have like words like indicators or directives or things like that. But they all mean the same thing.
Right.
They're like things that show up exactly when they need to show up. To question you as to whether or not you're really serious about something,
right.
Even if you're going against the grain.
Right.
And what's really interesting for me is, you know, I went through the process of really looking at who do I want to become?
Mm-hmm.
Who do we as a network want to become?
Mm-hmm.
And when you make that decision, talk to the point that sometimes things are hard, sometimes they're uncomfortable, sometimes it will make others around us run for the hills.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell people, you know, everybody wants to be in charge until it's time to be in charge. Everybody wants to be great, but they don't want to put in the hard work or go through the trials and tribulations that it takes to become great. So my new job that I have, you know, I like to walk around and meet the people that I'm going to be working for, with those who will be working with me. And I came across a young black female, and she's working with two white guys. And my first thing that I don't like is, you know, the race card. Don't pull the race card on me. So it was kind of in that situation, but not really. More of a type of a leadership situation. The bottom line was, I can't do this by myself. I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
So I listen to people when you're venting. I will listen to you all day long because I'm not going to pass judgment. I'm going to see where I can help you, you know, kind of shift your mindset from a negative one to a positive one. Because the quality of your day is all about your mindset. And I asked this young lady, you know, why are you running away? You want to be a leader, but then when it's time to lead, even during challenges, you want to run away. See, and a lot of us do that. We want to ask for something, but then when the challenge becomes too great or we're uncomfortable with it or we don't agree with it or it's exposing too much of who we really are and we're not there yet to accept that or our flaws, we want to run away. But what if, just what if, your presence at that moment or that moment in general was meant for you to be there? Because your presence at that moment has a purpose, whether it's to change the culture, be the leader, make changes, you know, within, I don't know, policy. What if that moment was for you? But see, that's how we miss out on our blessings and opportunities in life, because people want to run away from that situation. But when you're running away from that moment, you could be possibly running away from the greatest thing that could have ever happened to you in your life. And then when you're sitting at home trying to figure out, why is my life not going the way I thought it should, or why am I over here not getting what I want? Because you kept running from the challenges that were set up to be your test, or the mess that was set up for you to have a message, because that was, you know, the way that you were going to get to the next level, but you couldn't see that because when a challenge got too great, you wanted to run away. Everybody's presence have a purpose, and we have to open that third eye to figure out what that is. But, you know, you are where you're supposed to be. You are meant to be at the exact moment in your life where you're standing right now.
Yeah. I mean, I am so struck by every time that level of fear comes up for me. And, you know, I love that you're talking about, and there's so much in this. I really want you to comment on this, the title of your book, Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone. See, underneath that is both the emotional, the psychological, the mental, and the spiritual aspect of six words.
Right.
Six words.
Powerful.
Never be, right? Never be afraid to eat alone. And I've thought about the times in my life where the last part of that had such pivotal power.
Mm-hmm.
I think about that a lot, and I think about what that means. But I wonder how I feel about it in the world I live in today, how I overcome my fears. Does just the words eat alone give me visions of dumpster diving as a homeless kid in New York City? Is it give me that?
Mm-hmm.
Or does it give me a moment of peace when I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I am going to sit here and eat all by myself and I am not going to be interrupted and I have a moment of peace.
Mm-hmm.
But there's meaning behind the title and the story. Tell us about it.
So when I was trying to come up with a title for this book, I wanted to be something that kind of captured everything under one title, like having confidence, having courage, being powerful, empowering people. And I remember I wrote down about 10 different titles, and I sent them to my mom, and she was kind of going through them. She's like, nope, don't like this one. Nope, I'm a little stronger. Nope, well, this is kind of okay, but I take this word out. And so I think Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone was like the very last title I sent her, and she said, why would you want to name your book that? Like, it was just, because when you think about it, this, like, at eye level, like, you don't really, never be afraid to eat alone. Like, I go out to the restaurants by myself all the time. Like, I don't like city, but it's more than just that. It's don't be afraid to eat alone. Don't be afraid to stand up and stand out. Don't be afraid to take on challenges if it's just you by yourself. Have that confidence. Have that willpower. Have that courage to say, you know what, I might be the only woman on this travel trip, but my presence has a purpose, and I'm a, because people treat you the way you treat yourself. And if you don't have confidence, if you're feeling weak, people are going to assume that about you. But when you have that confidence inside of you because you know who you are, you know your tolerance level, you have set healthy boundaries in your life so that you're not being taken advantage of, people respect you because you seem like you have it all together.
I love this. And first of all, I was going to your website. I had a flashback. Okay, I had a flashback. I had a flashback the minute you and I did our first interview, and you were going around doing interviews about unapologetically favored.
Yeah.
Right? And you, that was the book about, as you would say, a woman, a leader, a testimony.
Right.
A woman, a leader, a testimony. And I was so touched by your journey, your story, and knew that there was so much more of Courtney Cottrell, so much more, Courtney A. Cottrell, so much more. And, you know, now I'm watching you as a leader, as somebody that is coming out. Now you're writing another book. Now you're writing a book that's going to really make us think about the choices we make, whether it be a choice about action or a choice about emotion. Am I going to wake up today and be all over myself with sadness and self-pity today?
Right.
Is that going to be my day? Right? I mean, is what I'm going through today, I was to ask myself this question. I said, I'm having a day because I have a big vision, and there's a lot of moving parts. And sometimes when you got a lot of moving parts, one or two of them may start to crackle and crinkle, and you got to get in there and fix them up. But when you have a dream for yourself, help us understand the purpose and the meaning and the power behind holding on to that dream, despite what other people say, despite what may show up. See, you knew you were set to be in motion to where you are today.
Yeah, you have to. You only get one life to live. One life to live.
I know.
That's it. This isn't a pregame. This isn't, you know, like a workup to something. This isn't, you know, this isn't a practice. This is the game of life. So if there is something that you want to do, if you can envision it, if you are passionate about it, if you understand, you know, your purpose behind it, and you want to live and walk in that purpose, go do it. But having that confidence to be able to walk on that limb by yourself without fear is what we're talking about. Never being afraid to eat alone. That is it.
Yeah. Yeah, I love this. We're going to go to a quick break, but here's how I love this. You know, I was had to step out, like go to a grocery store the other day,
right?
And I was just getting ready to go play table tennis, and so I didn't quite have on my table tennis attire, you know, but I had a T-shirt on. But I had to run out real quick to get something at the store. So I throw on a shirt, consciously, mind you, I throw on this shirt, actually, this T-shirt, but it's got sticky things. It's the labels.
Right.
Scratch my back. Put it on backwards on purpose because I don't want to be scratched. I just got to run out, right, with my mask on, and I run out in the store, and I'm sitting in the line, and the woman behind me says, are you having a rough day? And I just looked at her like, oh, I don't know, like maybe it's a potato chips I got to bring into the potluck for the ping pong. I don't know. And I looked at her and I said, no, like I'm really excited about today. She said, oh. She says, do you know your shirt's on backwards? And then I just like, okay. And I said, yeah. I put it on backwards on purpose because I'm in a hurry. I need a T-shirt. I'm not walking in here in my bra. And the bottom line is, I hate those scratchy labels, and I don't have time to cut them because I grew up with my mom telling me don't cut the labels off things. See, now you have a psychological, and I'm talking to the woman behind me, right? You should have seen the checker. And I said, now you have a psychological profile of nuances about me. I will always put my T-shirt on backwards in order to avoid myself cutting the labels. Now, that's actually not true, but I could have had a moment where I was like, oh, I got my T-shirt on backwards, Courtney. I'm like a bad person. How often do we go through life with those? I want to talk with you about that when we come back and how you address that in your book. Because, see, it is things like that. If they're said to you enough in your lifetime, you will not have the courage. You will not if you hear it enough.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if you have an angel called Courtney Cottrell? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show, Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Welcome back to Unapologetically Favored. I am Courtney Cottrell here with Ms. Dr. Pat. Today we are just talking about, you know, just uncovering and just peeling back the layers of my new book, Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone. Please check out my website as well if you want to purchase a book or just follow me in anything that I do, speaking events, and even just send a nice note of hello. I will respond. Unapologeticallyfavored.net is my website, with all my social media contacts, all that kind of good stuff. But, yes, never be afraid to eat alone.
Just, yeah, how do we get the book?
You can purchase the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, Target.com, Books A Million. Sweet. Oh, my goodness, if you Google it, you will find it, I promise you.
I'm really excited about this book for you, but I'm really excited about the message. You know, I think many of us have understood the power and potentiality of courage, but also the power and potentiality of standing in one's true nature, right, whatever that looks like for you.
Right.
The power and potentiality of being that person that you want to be and also you want to become. And when you call all those in, Courtney, don't you, I mean, look, I don't know if you woke up one day and you declared and you said, Mom, I am going to be a United States Navy Master Chief. They're going to call me Master Chief. That's what they're going to call me. Now, I don't know if you did that or not, but the energy of who we become either gets, right, it either gets fueled and seeded and watered and nurtured to become, or we may have to do a little bit more work to get there, right?
Oh, yes. We got to put a little legwork. And that is the part that people have the most problems with, because, you know, putting that legwork is not easy. When I do my coaching facilitation for the Navy, because we are incorporating like a coaching culture, I talk about the young generations being an Amazon Prime era, where they're just so used to having everything at their fingertips. You know, I couldn't go on my phone and look up the definition of a word, because Webster Dictionary was actually a whole book, and you had to know how to go through the dictionary and find your word, or go to the library with the library card to check your book out. You have to know all these things. Now it's just so easy to pick up a phone, open up a laptop, open up, you know, log into your tablet, and just look up whatever you want. Order something on Amazon, it can come in between the next hour and the next couple of days. And we are so conditioned to just having things instantly that putting in hard work, you know, that's just not a part of our thought process or vocabulary or expectation. But things don't happen overnight. Your most successful people, it took them 7, 10, 15, 20 years to get to where they're at. You know, even yourself, you know, like you put in work, you know, you went through rock bottom, and that was the strength that, you know, your strength was formed down there to help you get up out of rock bottom to, you know, being this wonderful human being that you are today. You know, but people don't realize that things don't happen overnight.
No.
You have to put in work and own that challenge.
Yeah. You know what I love? I love, like, being part of the Olympics energy for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not a big fan of a lot of the Olympic sports, right? I mean, other people. I love first-time things. So when somebody says, we're going to have women in the monobob, which is a sled, which is one person in a sled, and then we're going to bring the women, I'm like, let's watch that. Okay. These two ladies could be in your book. These two women, United States of America, monobloc, gold and silver, they could be in your book. Both of them had extraordinary challenges to get even in the sled. One of them went from the Canadian team to the U.S. team, did not have her citizenship to December.
Wow.
The other one, they quarantined her away from her I mean, these two women, these stories. And when you hear them talk about it, and when you hear Humphreys talk about a full body tattoo, I'm just saying, when you hear both of these ladies talk about how they would not miss this event, it wouldn't matter. They prepared for it, and neither one of them had an easy in. The challenges that these two overcome, right? Elena Myers Taylor, the quarantine, not having the equipment she needed. I mean, come on. And then Humphreys is like, I think I'm going to be in for the United States. Maybe I got my citizenship. When we overcome challenges, do they make us stronger, Courtney?
Well, I definitely believe it. Because you have to, you never know how strong you are until that's your last option for survival, is to be strong. When you are at rock bottom, when you are sitting down in that dark place in your life, that is when you normally kind of, you know, do a lot of self-reflection. You're getting back in touch with your inner self, your real, true, at the core self. And you're looking around at your family. You're looking at your friends. You're looking at, you know, relationships and situationships and, you know, just the things that you're going on in your life. And that is where we make our most life-changing, pivotal decisions. Because it's then where we say, you know what, no more. I'm going to stand up and stand out. I'm going to take charge. I'm not going to allow you to take my power. I'm taking my power back. I'm going to do what I have to do, regardless if you think I can do it or not. I'm going to walk down this path that was set before me because that's the journey I'm supposed to be on. You can pull me this way, ask me for things that way, tell me I'm not going to be anything the other way, but I'm going to do me. That darkness, that weakness always turns into a strength, in my opinion. That is why we have so many strong individuals, doesn't matter race, creed, gender, religion. We have a lot of strong individuals because all those strong individuals, I guarantee you have a story.
Listen to this here, because I think this is what your book is all about. I think this is what you're all about. And we're seeing it. I hope that your work and the book is going to help people stop in their tracks to realize these moments are for them. They're not for the 1 or 2% in the world. Every one of us has our moments, right? You know, when Humphreys was asked and she was standing there, right? You know, and she was given the U.S. flag. She climbed out. She bent over, clearly emotional, a bit across her face. And she says, this one feels more emotional than most. She says it feels emotional. Why? Because you just talked about it, Courtney. You know, when you overcome, she says, it really hits the heartstrings a little bit that I had to fight so hard for something. I had to fight so hard for something I wanted.
Right.
And I had the backing and support and the nation that stood behind me, and it worked.
Right.
We cannot give up the fight, can we?
Oh, no. And, you know, and luckily she had that support. But there are so many people that don't have that support, and that's when they feel like they want to give up. They don't have that.
Alone.
Right. And they're just like, you know what? I feel like I can't make it. You know, having that support system is huge, but I'm here to tell people that even if you do not have that support system, the only thing that's stopping you from becoming great, the only thing that's stopping you from achieving or living that dream or walking in your purpose and, you know, living with true passion is you. You're the only one that can stop you from doing that. So even without a support system, you still are going to have to put in work. You're still going to have to work hard, just as hard. But I promise you, the outcome of the work you put in is always going to be greater. It's always going to be greater. And it's going to mean so much more because you had to overcome those trials and tribulations. And nobody just handed you a phone and said, well, Google the information for yourself. No, you actually had to go out there and find it. And that's the heartstrings, oh, yeah. It's when you put in that work and you get what you probably thought you weren't really deserving of, for whatever reason. Mom said you couldn't do it. People thought you were crazy, you know, and you achieve it. It means a lot. It means a lot more.
You know, I know that this is just one of many conversations we have about your fabulous new book, but the reoccurring theme from the work you do and your way you live your life is really this idea of not throwing in the towel, really, of being able to stay strong. I mean, there's a couple of things that are so important. You hear athletes all the time.
Oh,
you know,
gosh,
you hear a major athlete talk about something, they don't even use the word failure.
Oh, no, it's not an option. No, not an option.
No, no, no. Or give up.
Right.
Right. You know, even if the score is 31-6,
right.
Right. You don't, generally you don't see it
right.
in what you're looking at. And the question is, can we, you and me and the people watching, can we truly believe that we've got the stuff, the right stuff? That's the key. Because if we're not going to believe that, we're not going to achieve it, are we?
Never. If you think of failure, you're going to fail. Think of failure, you're going to fail. And it's a whole mindset. It is definitely a mindset because everybody's thought usually becomes their reality. So we're here to change that.
Yeah.
You know, put the negative back into the positive where it belongs so that you have that confidence and you'll never be afraid to eat alone.
When we come back from break, we're going to talk about one of my favorite things, the vibe of Thrive. That vibe, that mojo, that thing that you see people, you know, you just see it on their face. They're just not going to give up. They're just right there, but there's a vibration that comes off them. What is that vibration? Do they think they're special? Maybe you may think they're arrogant, or do they feel something in their heart? Do they feel this thing in their heart that brings them to a place of trust? That they don't belong to a universe that is going to play a cosmic joke on their dream. When we come back, the most incredible Courtney Cottrell is going to take us through the vibe that will get you the vibe. The vibe you give is the vibe you get Courtney. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Do you crave a life that doesn't involve constant burnout, stress, and overwhelm? This is what Sacred Attunement is all about. Asher Countryman is a stress management wellness coach and the creator of Unlock Your Personal Power. Are you ready to engage in a vibrant, happy, healthy lifestyle? Start your journey now by booking a complimentary Unlock Your Power Clarity Call with Asher at sacredattunement.com.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at elizabethcunningham.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to Unapologetically Favored. This is Courtney A. Cottrell Show. This is Walk in Your Purpose. Today, I get to have a conversation about a fabulous new book, Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone. It's more than a book, though. It's a message for our time. It's a message for where you are right now, what you're looking at right now in front of you, the moments you may be thinking about, where you are wondering, am I really meant to do it? Now, we're going to be talking about all of that. Courtney, you're a speaker. You got a book signing going on. How do people find out about all of that?
So follow me on unapologeticallyfavorite.net. You can find my books also on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, Books A Million. I promise you, if you Google it, you will probably find it. But, yeah, all of my work is on my website. You can send me a message. Even if, you know, you have input and want to have a conversation, a dialogue, or something that you would like to hear about on the show, please don't be afraid to email me and I will respond to you. But, yeah, never be afraid to eat alone. It's a mindset, really. It really is a mindset going from negative to positive, and I am enjoying this.
Yeah. And let's talk about, for a minute if we could, because this is, you know, this is the vibe. And I want to talk about the word vibe for a minute if you could. You know, you can fake a lot of things in life. You really can. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've had to fake a few things in life. You know, I used to fake being a talk show host because I didn't believe it. I'm not kidding. I swear. I had such imposter syndrome, but... when you turn on the old show that was called Crust Busting, you got a vibe because I felt the vibe.
Right.
Now, what I thought about myself after I was done or what other people said, that's a whole different thing. But when I was turning that thing on in 2003 and I got behind a mic for the first time, I could feel it. I could feel that this was going to be something I was going to do. Even if it made sense to no one else around me, my job today is to make sure that vibe, that flame doesn't die. Because tell me about this year. The vibe you give will be the vibe you get. What is that? Is that the good, the bad, and the ugly?
All of it. You know, all of it, good, the bad. Your vibe will speak before you ever will. People, and I am one of those people being an empath, like I live, not live off people's vibes, but I can pick up on people's vibes and their aura, just whatever it is, their emotional state for some reason. You know, when I used to go to work and I'll walk through the hallways of work and I'll see a young person standing there looking upset or just even I can have a normal conversation, telling them good morning, asking them how their weekend was going, and they could tell me something and I'm going, stop, what's wrong? And it was just, what do you mean what's wrong? What's wrong? They're like, nothing's wrong. Yes, it is. I said, but that's okay. I'm not going to pressure you. Just know I'm here if you need to talk.
Exactly.
And after about 3 days of us going through this, you know, they finally come and say, can I talk to you for a minute? Because I, for some reason, I have this weird thing. But, you know, your vibe will always speak before you. So it's important to know that you need to have confidence in all that you do. Even if for some reason you feel like or you think, like, I shouldn't be here. I'm not deserving of this. Reprogram your thought process to say, oh, no, I am very much deserving of this, because if you weren't, you wouldn't be there at that moment, at that time.
Yeah.
Your vibe, people will treat you according to your vibe. If your vibe is weak, people are going to think that you can't do it. You don't have the ability. They're going to talk down to you. But if your vibe is strong, and that's the energy you're giving out, that respect energy is what you're going to get. The vibe that you give is going to be the vibe that you get.
That's so funny. It's so funny you're talking about this. Jessica posted a picture, I'm not sure how long ago, 6 months or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
Linda and Jessica came to see me compete in my sport.
Mm-hmm.
And they posted a picture. Now, if you were to see the look on my face, and actually I'm going to give Daniel the picture of me with my coach when I was in my 20s. I got the same look. When I'm on the court, and I'm at that table, that table tennis table, and I'm competing, and I'm standing there, that is a vibe. That's a vibe. I'm not mean. I'm not a bully type. There's some people that will taunt you and say weird stuff to you. There are people that do that even in ping pong. I'm just saying. But that face, it's unapologetically favored.
You're serious.
There is no question about that face. It's not this face, but it's the same person.
Right.
See, that doesn't mean that I'm mad or I'm angry.
Right.
It really is the vibe of focus. And every once in a while, I will smile. And if I make a really good shot, I will give myself a high five, even in a sport that is uber conservative. But how do we help people today instill unapologetic confidence?
And I wanted to go back and talk about Kobe Bryant for a second. Because, rest his soul. Oh, my goodness. So sad. But he was always talked about for his leadership ability, his motivation, his drive, his you know, just the way that he could relate and just make sense of everything and still remain humble, as big of a star as he was, as big of an athlete as he, you know, he was, he still is in my book.
Yep.
And there was a quote, there was a couple of quotes that I seen from him, and it just some that I wanted to share. Like the first one says, you know, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. No matter what the injury, unless it is completely debilitating, I'm going to be the same player I've always been. I'll figure it out. I'll make some tweaks, some changes, but I'm still coming. And that's the confidence. That is a whole little mini paragraph of what confidence looks like. You don't go anywhere. Don't be afraid. Unless it completely takes you out the game, stay humble, stay true, stay grounded, stay in the moment because you were meant to be there. Don't change. Be the same person that you've always been. You know, adjust accordingly, but don't run away from the challenge. And that is how we build that confidence, with teaching people and encouraging people to, you know, just positive affirmations, like I'm meant to be here. That is how we build that change, that mindset.
Look, you look at that picture of me. That is a really young me. That is a young me, and that is my coach, Sam Hammond, the national champion of Ghana, Africa. That is a face that a mother, only a mother can love that face.
You were in deep thought.
No. I was like, I am not going to lose that. You're talking to me, Sam, about what you want me to do, and I'm just telling you I am not going to lose another game. It's just not going to happen. I am really not happy. I have got my game face on.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're that age and people tell you you're too old to do something you love, help us understand, Courtney, that wise people, who learn how to not to be afraid to eat alone can develop the vibe that keeps them in their heart-centered pathway.
I mean, it is, I can tell you one thing, though, it's not going to happen overnight. You know, everything, it is a true thing. That one, it's not going to happen. That is a continuation of self-improvement. You're always going to be continuously improving every day, you know, setting little milestones to say, okay, today when I wake up, you know, I'm not going to think about all the bad things that can possibly take over my day or, you know, affect me at my job or that's going to come between me and my spouse or my significant other or my kids. I'm going to wake up today and I'm going to start thinking about all the positive things that can probably come out of today, regardless of the situation, regardless of what your day looks like. You know, it's that mind shift. Once you tackle that, you know, after that is pretty much, you know, smooth sailing, really. It just, you know, and making up your bed in the morning. Make up your bed in the morning. You know, it gives you that sense of accomplishment. That's the very first thing you accomplish in the morning. Make up your bed. Then you're like, oh, my bed looks nice. My room looks nice. I'll throw away some clothes. I have a nice cup of coffee. It sets you on that move. That's just one step. Standing and knowing your boundaries in a healthy way. Not just saying, I don't want nobody to talk to me today. Mm-mm. That's not reality. That's not going to happen. Somebody's going to have to talk to you. You got a job. You got business to take care of. But knowing how to set healthy boundaries between friends and even your family, you have to have that. It's highly important for your mental, you know, setting the boundaries. Once you set those boundaries,
mm-hmm.
understanding that everybody's not like you. Let them be who they are. Don't give in to them. You know, if they have an attitude or they're going off about something, let them do their thing.
Yeah.
The minute they see they can manipulate you and your emotions, you have given away your power. The only thing you can control in life is your response to anything.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you, that picture says a lot of me, but it doesn't say a lot. I had the honor of being coached by one of the top spin players of his time. I was one of the first women to learn how to top spin the ball the way he taught me. And while that doesn't seem that I'm uber respectful of him, I probably didn't like something he said to me. that I should have done, and mm-hmm. that I, and part of this journey is we have got to respect ourselves along the way. And, you know, I love what you're doing. I love that you created a book that allows people from all walks of life to step into their true nature, but to take it from somebody, take it from you, Courtney, that isn't just writing an academic dissertation on it, but somebody that has lived it. Thank you for your heart and soul in this.
Pleasure. I'm loving it. I just, you know, if there's one thing that I could leave with, you know, our listeners and, you know, anybody watching this, is to know that your presence at this moment has a purpose. And you have to own that space, own your moment. You know, we want to run from challenges, but maybe that challenge or your purpose in life was to get past that challenge. That test was meant to become your testimony, or that message you're going through was supposed to be your message to share with somebody else to get through what they need to get through. So don't give away your power by being afraid to eat alone. Own it. It was meant for you. That courage, that confidence is what's going to carry you through once you know and accept who you truly are at your core.
Tom, tell us how to get the book and how to find out more about you. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations for you deciding to stand up, stand tall, and be you.
Thank you. So I have my website, unapologeticallyfavored.net. I know it's a mouthful. Just go with me on that, unapologeticallyfavored.net. My book is also available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, Books a Million. If you Google it, I promise you, you will find it. But you can also purchase it on my website as well, so don't lose sight of that. And I just want to say thank you to everybody. And, you know, we're going to renew you in 22 and just walk in your purpose.
That's it. I love it. Courtney Cottrell, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you all. Thank you, Daniel, for what you're doing to make us all look so great. And thanks to all of you for inspiring us to be willing to stand in who we are, to move forward in courage, so we can provide you with insights, presence, and great wisdom from people that are living it. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Unapologetically Favored. When you stop worrying about what others think and start walking in your purpose, you allow yourself to grow, you discover all the gifts you have to offer the world, and everything begins to shift from uncertainty to possibility. Can't get enough? Unapologetically Favored is also a book. Bring home a copy and learn more about Courtney by visiting unapologeticallyfavored.com. We will see you right here next time. And until then, keep walking in your purpose.
You've just heard an encore presentation from the Transformation...